The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign report released yesterday shows that Walker received over $109,000 in campaign support from road builders, including nearly $85,000 in direct campaign contributions from January 2009 to August 20th of 2010. Democratic opponent Tom Barrett received just over $11,000 from road builders. Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe says that Walker's support from road builders is a relatively new development.
He received almost nothing from road builders in the way of campaign support over the nearly decade that he was in the assembly. And then when he ran for governor in 2006, he got next to nothing from road builders. So they never thought much of Scott Walker until very recently. And suddenly a huge amount of road builder support went to Walker, and he became the number one recipient of road builder contributions.
McCabe calls that reversal striking and notes that Walker used to publicly support some passenger rail proposals in Wisconsin. Walker campaigned for governor on the promise that he would stop the high-speed rail project between Milwaukee and Madison and instead advocate for the federal government to spend that $810 million on roads. Walker's spokesman offered no additional comment other than to point to previously published remarks. Walker said that road builders obviously supported his approach to spending federal money on roads more than they did Barrett's plan to spend the money on rail. And Walker said he won't be beholden to road builders when he takes office. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.